spread them across the counter. The bartender didn't even glance at them.
"He is also wanted by the police," Morris said.
"I knew it," the bartender said. "I knew it."
"And I can get some policemen down here to help question you. You may be an accessory to murder."
Morris thought that sounded good. At least it sounded dramatic. The bartender picked up one of the cards, peered at it, dropped it.
"I don't know nothing," he said. "He comes in sometimes, that's all."
"Where did he go today?"
"I don't know. He left with Joe."
"Who's Joe?"
"Mechanic. Works the late shift at United."
"United Airlines?"
"That's right," the bartender said. "Listen, what about this?"
But Morris was already gone. In the hotel lobby, he called the NPS and got through the switchboard to Captain Anders.
"Anders here. Listen, this is Morris. I'm at the airport. I have a lead on Benson. About an hour ago, he was seen in the bar of the Airport Marina Hotel. He left with a mechanic named Joe, who works for United. Works the evening shift."
There was a moment of silence. Morris heard the scribbling sound of a pencil.
"Got it," Anders said.
"Anything else?"
"No." "We'll get some cars out right away. You think he went to the United hangars?"
"Probably."
"We'll get some cars out right away."
"What about..."
Morris stopped and stared at the receiver. It was dead in his hand. He took a deep breath and tried to decide what to do next. From now on, it was police business. Benson was dangerous. He should let the police handle it. On the other hand, how long would it take them to get here? Where was the nearest police station? Inglewood? Culver City? In rush hour traffic, even with their sirens, it might take 20 minutes. It might take half an hour. That was too much time. Benson might leave in half an hour. Meanwhile, he ought to keep track of him. Just locate Benson and keep track of him. Not interfere, but not let him get away, either.
The large sign said, "United Airlines, maintenance personnel only." There was a guardhouse beneath the sign. Morris pulled up, leaned out of his car.
"I'm Dr. Morris. I'm looking for Joe."
Morris was prepared for a lengthy explanation, but the guard didn't seem to care.
"Joe came on about 10 minutes ago, signed into Hangar 7.
Ahead of him, Morris saw three very large airplane hangars with parking lots behind.
"Which one is 7?
"Far left," the guard said. "Don't know why he went there, except maybe the guest."
"What guest?"
"He signed in a guest."
The guard consulted his clipboard.
"Mr. Benson took him to 7.
"What's in 7?
"A DC-10 that's in for major overhaul. Nothing doing there. They're waiting for a new engine. It'll be another week in there. Guess he wanted to show it to him."
"Thanks," Morris said.
He drove past the gates onto the parking lot and parked close to Hangar 7. He got out of the car, then paused. The fact was, he really didn't know whether Benson was in the hangar or not. He ought to check that. Otherwise, when the police arrived, he might appear a fool. He might sit here in this parking lot while Benson escaped. He thought he'd better check. He was not afraid. He was young and in good physical condition. He was also fully aware that Benson was dangerous. That foreknowledge would protect